You were born and raised in Chinook, Kansas. Why don't you tell everybody a little bit about the house you grew up in?
I grew up in a one-room schoolhouse, a stone schoolhouse, that my parents kind of acquired in the 70s, and it's out on about 60 acres of land. It's called Summit Hill. My mom makes homemade soap, and my dad was an abstract art history professor, so had kind of a wild upbringing. Had a outhouse for the first few years of my life, which was very adventurous, especially in the evening. You never know what you're going to find in an outhouse. Snakes and all kinds of stuff. So yeah, that's where I grew up, out in the farm country. And I live real close to, I live about 2 miles away from where I grew up. I restored an old train depot station on my grandpa's land where he grew up. So it's a 100-year-old farm, and we have an old train depot station that I live in.
Yeah. Wow. So do you have an outhouse there, or is
no,
that
a... I upgraded.
That's good. I'm glad you have running water.
Yeah,
and
running water, the whole bit. Real fancy.
So the I was reading your bio, and the first music you listened to was like Willie Nelson and Hank Williams.
Yeah,
and
Van Morrison.
So how did you... Was your parents into that kind of music, or how did you get into that?
Yes. We had a record player, and it was like... They just had a big stack of mainly country and some jazz, but mainly country. And that's pretty much all I listened to. And I had a ukulele, and, you know, who doesn't like Willie Nelson?
What was the first song that you wrote? Did you write it at a certain age? When, how old were you?
Oh, yeah. First song I wrote was a love song for my first girlfriend, so probably around 16 or so.
16.
Yeah, I think it was called... It was some cheesy title, you know. Can't even remember. It was called Sweet Smile. Yeah, that's what it was. And I'll tell you, it worked.
So is that why you got into playing music, was to get the girls, or?
Well, yes.
Yes.
No, I just like music. But yeah, I mean, of course.
So is guitar your first instrument, or do you play anything else?
I took piano lessons for about 5 years when I was young by a lady. Her name was Verda Gear, and she had this house that was... The front porch was just falling in, and there were little pathways to the piano with sheet music. You know, it was pathways of sheet music, and she taught me, like, boogie-woogie piano, and I forgot all of it after it's escaped me, but at the time I loved it. And I think 5 years, yeah, and then I just quit. I decided I didn't want to play piano, and it was a bad decision. I should have kept going.
Well, piano's not as portable as guitar.
No.
So you can't really carry it around and play it. How would you describe your music? What style would you call your music?
I would say folk music would be good enough.
Good music,
yeah.
Maybe? Is that a good way to...
Yeah.
Okay. And who are some of your artists that influence you that are around, well, even from the past and today?
I think my favorite artist, I don't know if anybody, Tom Waits is my favorite ever. That's my favorite artist. Todd Snyder I like quite a bit. I like a lot of local guys and a lot of people I play with on the road. So, like, if you ever heard of Tyler Gregory, he's amazing. He influences me quite a bit. Adam Lee. These are all Kansas City, Lawrence guys. And Justin Mather, another good friend of mine. I'm really into the people I, you know, get to share the evenings with. So
that's great.
I shared an evening with an amazing songwriter named Carter Sampson 2 nights ago in Wichita. All awesome people. Joe Mack from Oklahoma.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I like the folks that are out there doing it.
On the road, schlepping around just like you.
Yeah.
That's great. Well, we welcome you tonight. Thanks a lot for playing. We're looking forward to the show. Everybody, Sky Smead!
Well, I'll play you. I was mentioning the train depot station, and I wrote this song during tomato season, after we... my favorite time of year, tomato season. This is what I do when I get home.
It's a cool summer, even on the outskirts of town. Fireflies taking over where the sun goes down. I'm sitting on the front porch with the dogs and a beer. My baby's selling her tomatoes at a roadside stand off the state highway in Tornado Land. Most of the cars driving by disappear. Most of the cars driving by disappear. And there's no hard times we can't survive. There's no hard times we can't survive. As long as we keep our souls alive. I was young when I met her, nothing I didn't know. She stayed right with me when I moved too slow. When I waited too long and I caused her tears. When I took her down the road far away from her home, you hear the train coming before the whistle blows. The wind blows hard and the rain sincere. The wind blows hard and the rain sincere. There's no hard times we can't survive. There's no hard times we can't survive. As long as we keep our souls alive. It's a cool summer evening on the outskirts of town. Fireflies taking over where the sun goes down. I'm sitting on the front porch with the dogs and a beer. I'm just sitting on the front porch with the dogs and a beer. I'm just sitting on the front porch with the dogs and a beer.
Thank you. A nice summer song for you. I must say, I feel right at home here. This place is awesome. My mom's big into antiques, and so I feel right at home. This is great. Well, here's a song called Mill River. I wrote it in western Massachusetts, in the county called the Berkshires, and it's about good friends. I made some very good friends out there, and we had a polar bear club where we would jump into the freezing river. I don't know what we were thinking, but anyway, this is a song for them. Place by Green River, tracing patterns in the sand, thinking about leaving the hills to where the tall grass stands. Well, it makes me shiver, 'cause I've always been trying to leave the windowsill. Still, I'm going back to where the tall grass stands. I threw my name in the river, only thing I'll ever have. You know, I wonder how it feels, I wonder where I'll land. And it makes me shiver, 'cause I've always been trying to leave the windowsill. Still, I'm going back to where the tall grass stands. Thank you.
friends in Mill River, only friends I'll ever have. You know they taught me how to feel when I could not even stand. I had friends in Mill River and I had a country band. I once thought I had a love, now I'm going back to where the tall grass stands. I had friends in Mill River, only friends I'll ever have. Late night talks of life and love, wine and whiskey, empty cans. I had friends in Mill River and I had a country band. I once thought I had love, now I'm going back to where the tall grass stands. I once thought I had love, now I'm going back to where the tall grass stands.
Thank you. You guys like barbecue?
Oh, yeah.
All right. Well, this is my favorite, new favorite song. It's, I just want you to know it's a person. I really enjoy reading personal ads. Because I pick up the events at every town I go to. I pick up these event listing, you know, magazines. And so, and I really enjoy cooking. And so my sister gave me this book called Smoke and Spice. And it's a barbecue cookbook. And so I named this song Smoke and Spice. And it's a personal ad. And I feel like, you know, personal ads. Now, I'm not judging. If you've used them, that's great. You know, however you got to get there to happiness, I'm down with. But they always seem a little bit shady to me. So I wrote a little bit of a shady song for you. Well, I was walking downtown Kansas City. I was lonely, broke, and blue. My woman left me for her psychiatrist. She turned vegetarian too. I put my last dollar in a personal ad, looking for someone new. Hungry white male seeks smoke pit queen who can cook that barbecue. Well, salt, brown sugar, smoke and spice, spongy white buns and beer on ice. Baby got back and baby got sauce. I'm licking my fingers and I'm licking my chops. Gotta be sweet and spicy, smoking and hot but tender to chew. I need a real good woman who can cook that barbecue. Well, I'm into long-term commitment. We'll keep it low and slow. And when it's all over and done, the thermometer gonna let you know. And if you're the kind to eat and run, you know I just can't stand fast food. Well, the last time I ever had a brush with danger, I was choking on a piece of tofu. Well, I ain't gonna lie, I ain't good looking and I got a lot of meat on my bones. But I love short walks to the refrigerator and I dig listening to George Jones. So call me up and I'll come over with some cornbread and collard greens. We're gonna get down to cooking and put the bacon in the bean. Well, salt, brown sugar, smoke and spice, spongy white buns and beer on ice. Baby got rump and baby got sauce. I'm licking my fingers and I'm licking my chops.
Gotta be sweet and spicy, smoking and hot but tender to chew. I need a real good woman who will cook that barbecue. Well, hungry white male seeks smoke pit queen who can cook that barbecue.
Thank you for bearing with me on that one. It's my new favorite song to play. Watch people squirm a little bit. Any dog people out there? People love dogs? Cool. All right. Well, I rescued a dog. My girlfriend and I rescued a dog a few years ago. Her name was Lily. And we actually did have... I don't know if you remember that blizzard. Did you guys have a blizzard up here a couple years ago? You remember that thing? First blizzard I'd been around in back home, you know? Anyway, Lily got lost, and so I was sitting there. Couldn't get out of the house, couldn't get out of the drive, and so I wrote this song for her because she was, quite truthfully, one of my best friends. And I do have Merle. I don't know if any of you have seen my newest CD, but Merle is another dog I have. He's on the back of that CD, and everybody says he should have been on the front, and I should have been on the back. He's the star of the CD. Anyway, here's a dog song for you.
Lily, won't you come on home? You've been gone for too dang long. There's food in the bowl and your bed's by the door. Won't you come on home and don't roam anymore? Lily, won't you come on home? You've been gone for too damn long. There's food in the bowl and your bed's by the door. Won't you come on home and don't roam anymore? Nobody's seen you, haven't you heard? Everyone calling your name. Seen you, haven't you heard everyone calling your name? Lily, won't you come on home? You've been gone for too damn long. There's food in the bowl and your bed's by the door. Won't you come on home and don't roam anymore? There's food in the bowl and your bed's by the door. Won't you come on home and don't roam anymore? Won't you come on home and don't roam anymore? Won't you come on home and don't roam anymore?
Thank you. You're supposed to howl after that one. She did not come home. That's how I remember. I hate to be a downer here, but no, she didn't come home. So this next song is for you folks that may or may not like your job. I wrote this after I got fired a few years ago. And actually, at the time, I was a little bitter about being, you know, fired. And then I got to thinking, well, maybe I'll just try playing music full time. And everyone close to me said, "That's a horrible idea, Sky." I said, "Well, I'm still going to try it, even if it is a horrible idea. I've made plenty of horrible decisions before, so what's another one?" Anyway, I'm very happy to say I've been enjoying it quite a lot. So I love my job now. Thank you. I mean, you guys rock. It's the best job I've ever had. So anyway, here's a song called "Won't Go to Work."
anymore. I'm tired of pushing broom across a concrete floor. I never minded working hard, so I'm working for. I won't go to work anymore. Won't go to work anymore. Well, I'm wearing brand new hose in my old shoes. I'm at the bottom of the barrel and I'm paying all my dues. I've been drinking 5 to 9 from them 9 to 5 blues. Wearing brand new hose in my old shoes. Well, I'm wearing brand new hose in my old shoes. Now the sun is shining down on me. In the shade, she's begging me to stay. Oh, and I just keep growing older. I'm working my days away. Working my days away. I'm working my days away. Well, I tried to be a hammer-swinging man. I tried bartending and tilling up the land. I've tried many things, I've made many plans. I tried to be a hammer-swinging man. Well, I tried to be a hammer-swinging man. Now the sun is shining down on me. In the shade, she's begging me to stay. Oh, and I just keep growing older. I'm working my days away. Well, I'm working my days away. Well, I'm working my days away. Well, I won't go to work anymore. I'm tired of pushing broom across a concrete floor. I never minded working hard, so I'm working for. I won't go to work anymore. Well, I won't go to work anymore. Now the sun is shining down on me. In the shade, she's begging me to stay. Oh, and I just keep growing older. I'm working my days away. Well, I'm working my days away. I'm working my days away.
Thank you. So after I got fired, started doing this type of stuff, playing, "Hey, Kevin, how are you? Long time no see. This is truly a blast from the past." How many years has this been? It's been over 10. Nice to see you. Sorry to...
Are you guys friends?
Yes. Well, I mean, not very close because we haven't seen each other in 10 years, but... yeah, we grew up together. Yeah, holy cow. That rocks. You just threw me way off, man. Cool. Well, anyway, here's a song called Blue Highways. It's about cruising around and playing music, really. More than anything, it's a little snapshot of a few nights I've had. And then, a few stories of friends of mine have told me about playing on the road. And I whipped it into a little song. And I named it Blue Highways after that book... written by William Least Heat Moon. I don't know if you've ever read it. It's a cool book. So.
Well, I rode out of town on a full tank of gas with a microphone to carry my tunes. I drove all day. Sang all night. I rode back home on fumes. I rode back home on fumes. When I turned 18, I didn't have much to do until my sister gave me her guitar. My mother said, "Son, you're gonna make us all proud." But I never made it out of the bar. I never made it out of the bar. Keep rolling to the next old town, and I keep singing till they close it down. I square it up and then I turn it around the bend. I'm rolling down those blue highways again. Well, we'd love to pay you, son, but the people didn't show. We didn't make no money off the bar. And before y'all leave, there's a bill that you owe. And you're gonna have to sleep in your car. You're gonna have to sleep in your car. I said, I know what you're saying, that it ain't rock and roll. I probably won't make it too far. I don't blow things up in the middle of the stage. And I can't afford to smash my guitar. I can't afford to smash my guitar. Next old town, and I keep singing till they close it down. I square it up and then I turn it around the bend. I'm rolling down those blue highways again. Out of town on a full tank of gas, the microphone to carry my tunes. I drove all day and I sang all night. I rolled back home on fumes. I rolled back home on fumes. I rolled back home on fumes.
Thank you. Can I play you another driving song? Is that all right? So here's a driving song I wrote in Tahlequah, Oklahoma.
I took the state highway on down to Cherokee. It was a brand new day and a brand new place to be. Well, the big red sun came around with a beautiful glow. And if I drive all night, I'll be home. I said, please don't cry when you say goodbye to me. I caught a tear in your eye and I lost it rolling down your cheek. Well, I really didn't want to leave, but I had to go. If I drive all night, I'll be home. Where the wood fire's burning and the coffee's on the stove, where I first started learning how to roam. Why do I roam? I'm in a 55, but I'm rolling past 73. Be alright if the police let me be. And all I really gotta do is keep the headlights on the road and drive all night till I get home. I bummed a few cigarettes from the band at the end of the show. I'm drinking truck stop coffee, all it tastes is styrofoam. I'm running four ball tires and the late night radio. And if I drive all night, if I drive all night, by the morning light, I'll be home.
Take a quick break.